on. Perpetual blessings from thy hand demand perpetual songs of praise. That word praise in the Psalms, if you look that word up, one of these synonyms for the word praise is boast. So you just think about that every time you turn to a psalm and you're praising God, it is your opportunity to boast in him. You'll find that in Psalms 34. We'll go there briefly before we go to Psalms 63. In Psalms 34, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David just says, I am going to continually boast in the Lord. What a thought. How many times do we feel like it's all on our shoulders? What an invitation to just keep boasting in him. Hear what the Lord hath done for me. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. There's a lot in that verse. It doesn't say the proud. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's what we'd like to do this morning. Let's go to Psalms 63 next. My wife asked me what topic I was given, and I said, well, it just says devotional. And so she sat over there and looked up the word devotional. And she said, well, listen to this. So I'd like to give you what the dictionary, the 1828, says about devotional. The state of being dedicated, consecrated, or solemnly set apart for a particular purpose. A solemn attention to the supreme being in worship. A yielding of the heart and affections to God with reverence, faith, and piety. There's yet another definition. There are several here in a row, but I'll go down to the sixth one. Ardent love or affection. Now listen to this. Attachment manifested by constant attention. Attachment manifested by constant attention. Does that sound like practicing the presence of the Lord? Recently, we heard a marriage counselor use a simple illustration that really blessed me. He took several cups, a big one and a little smaller one and a real small one, and he just set them up in saucers and he just started filling them up till the cups got full, and then they started spilling over into the saucer. So here's a cup and here's the saucer down here. And he said, the cup represents our life, brothers. This is our vessel. And he just looked at us all and he said, you can't put your lips on here. This is me. This is my life. But he said, you can have what lands in the saucer. So I'd like you to picture a saucer here, and I just start filling that cup with water. And when it gets full, it starts flowing over into the saucer. That's what we share with each other. But this is me, this is you, this is our vessel, and that's sacred. And I can't share what's in here with you. That's my faith, that's my life. I can in a measure, and yet I need to be full and overflowing to share with you. And I need you to be full and overflowing to share with me. And I can't share anything with you if it's empty. We can't share anything with our congregations, brothers, if we're running on empty. God calls us, as our brother said this morning, to feast on him, to fill up with him. Thank you for that call. So I'd like to look at Psalms 63. It's just a devotional psalm for me. When God called my wife home to glory, and I was a single father of five children, we were working through the Bible, reading through the Bible in a year together as a family, and some of those Old Testament passages were pretty dry. And I made an executive decision to read a psalm a morning. The psalms are called a poem from God. And brothers, we could use a poem from God most days, I think. So I'd like to work through Psalms 63 for a little this morning, and I give you permission to put your pen and paper down and to just bask in Psalm 63 with me this morning. The setting, some people say, of this psalm is that David was in the wilderness of Judah, that he was fleeing for his life from his very own son, Absalom, and that people who had promised to be true to David were not. And David was king, but he was running for his life, and he was in the wilderness, and that's not where kings belong. Kings don't belong in the wilderness. Kings are supposed to be on their throne. Does that sound like a dry place? Does that sound like a place where it might be very easy to become discouraged and downcast? Have you ever been kind of in a funk, brothers? If you've ever been a funk, would you just raise your hand for me? Thank you. Just notice that a lot of hands went up, and if that's you right now, there's hope. And our hope is in our God. O God, thou art my God. Can you say that this morning? What a boast. O God, thou art my God. Can you say that today? Amen. No other God will do. Nothing that I can fabricate, nothing that I can create, just the way I want it. God, you are unpredictable, and whatever you do is good, even if it's hard. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. So where do you go in the day of trouble? Where do you go when life hurts? Where do you go when life just stinks? And you'd like it to be different. I remember one night just thinking, well, I'll go talk to this brother. I really hadn't. It was probably my pride. I hadn't gone to talk to anyone, maybe. And so I went to that brother's house. He wasn't home. So I thought, well, I'll go check in on this brother. And I drove to his place, and he was traveling. Apparently the lights were dark. So I just drove home, and I told God, okay, I get it. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. I thought about those words. I've always read those words as early in the morning will I seek thee. But how about early in every event that he brings? Merle is known for just saying, first of all, prayer. First of all, prayer. Not a last resort. It'll be the first thing I do when I'm trying to sort something out. In fact, frankly, brothers, people need less of us and more of him. We put an awful lot on our backs when we try to give somebody us. And we just pour our lives into something, and what we really need to do is give them him. Because at the end of the day, we don't need to stack trailers behind ourselves. We need people who are also boasting in the Lord along with us. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And that's really the land I live in. I just feel thirstier and thirstier every day in this country. We're still very blessed, but we're not turning to God, it doesn't feel like, as a nation. I hear people often coming into the office, and there's a group of people that are really thankful that we have President Trump in office now. And he does have a business mind. I think he has made some good decisions, possibly, for our country. But the psalmist says, O God, thou art my God. Amen. Early will I seek thee. As children, we learned that little stop, drop, and roll, and there's a fire. How about stop, drop, and pray? It's really simple, isn't it? To see thy power in thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Thy power, not my power. The power of the God of the Bible. It's one of my favorite topics. Just to walk through those plagues in Egypt when God just rained on the gods of Egypt. And those powerless gods lost every time. And yet the Israelites struggled to really just put their faith in him. It seemed like they just came through a victory. And they should have been saying, "Oh God, thou art my God." And they struggled again. But that's human nature, brothers. And we need each morning to come to God's word to see his power and his glory, so as we have seen him in the sanctuary. In Scripture, Amalek is a type of the adversary. And you remember as Israel was walking through the wilderness that Amalek came along behind and picked on the weak ones, those who were straggling. And frankly, every now and then that's us. We need to be honest with ourselves that maybe we're just struggling. But the horn or the strength of our salvation is in the Lord. And we need to come often to this book that just keeps pointing us back to our source. We need each other, brothers. But what we need from each other is full cups that are running over into each other's saucers, into our saucers, so that we can share it with each other. I believe in brotherhood, but brotherhood is powerless without the God of the Bible. It just looks like, and I remember walking by or driving by, I've shared this before, I think, a park, and the parking lot was full of PT Cruisers. I don't have a PT Cruiser. I'm not a big fan of PT Cruisers, but apparently those people were. But whatever the club is out there, if God is not a part of that gathering, it doesn't have lasting strength. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. That's a mouthful. It's a lot to dwell on this morning. It's my privilege to help people die, I guess, from time to time. And it always looks hard. We hang on to this body, we hang on to this life. It's just, we don't know how not to. Try to take wind out of a man and he's gonna fight hard to get his wind back. But David just says, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. What a commitment, brothers. What a commitment that we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. So if I was to ask your wives or your family, is Dad always praising God? What would they say? I'll tell you what my family would say, that there are some times that I need to be reminded. In fact, the other day, my son and I were working on a project, and I was getting a little frustrated. And he gave me a little pep talk, my 17-year-old son. And I thanked him. I needed it. Do we boast in the Lord, brothers? Now let's just read what we've read so far, and let's just put the focus on him here a little this morning. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Amen. What an opportunity to worship in this psalm. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So David, remember the setting, David is the king running for his life in a dry wilderness. And David said, my soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. How does that work? The word of God is not bound, and the God of the word that we heard about last night is not bound either. He's willing to meet us however dry it feels. I've been reading through the Old Testament, and some of these phrases in the Old Testament are interesting. The life is in the blood. Every sacrifice should be salted with salt. And then there's that other phrase that the fat belongs to the Lord. Have you ever thought about that? The fat belongs to the Lord. Where does fat come from? How do you put fat on an animal? Well, it needs plenty to feed on. Where does that come from? It comes from the Lord. It's really simple. So even in the wilderness, God gave those animals enough to eat that they would become fat, because the fat belongs to the Lord. He's able. Our God is able. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, I just hear David here saying, early will I seek thee, maybe early in the morning, early in the situation, but he's also talking about the end of the day. David starts his day with God and he ends his day with God. I think David praises God throughout the day as well. That all day I will praise God. Have you ever had one of those days where you looked at your agenda and you said, wow, how am I going to do this? And you just kind of, you start to feel that, you know, I hear you brothers talk about devotions and you start to get a little distracted. Why do we get distracted? Because something ahead of us looks big, doesn't it? So we're starting the engines, we're kind of getting revved up to that thing. I just want to invite you again to remember that when we practice the presence of God, he just walks with us through each of those moments. Have you ever gotten to the end of that day then and looked back and said, wow, I thought today looked impossible. But here we are. And a week later, I'll do the same thing. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. What are the wings of God? I don't know what the psalmist meant there. I've always pictured a hen gathering her chicks. Some would say that those are the wings that are hovering up over the mercy seat. I don't know. But I like the wings of a hen gathering her chicks. I like that analogy. But David just says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. I didn't bring my buckets this morning. I should have, but it would have made a better analogy. But I use this analogy often with my patients. It's simple, and I don't have a lot of time with my patients to walk through things. Sometimes it's only 15 minutes, but I just pick two buckets, and one bucket is my bucket, and the other bucket is God's bucket. My bucket is full of the things that I can take care of today, and God's bucket are full of the things that I really can't change. I can't do anything about them. And this analogy works. It seems to resonate with people. It's really simple. And all too often, I try to handle things. I keep putting things in my bucket, worries, concerns, things that I really cannot change. And it just distracts me from that bucket full of things that I need to be doing today. So I need to take those things that I simply cannot do anything about today and put them in God's bucket and leave them there. And every time I try to pull them back out of his bucket and put it in my bucket, I just need to remember, no, I gave that to him this morning and I'm leaving it there. Sometimes I try to put something in God's bucket that really is something I need to do. And he gently reminds me, no, Aaron, you have what it takes to take care of that one. I'll give you the strength for that today. Two buckets. It's the serenity prayer. I know it's not scripture, brothers, but it works pretty well for patients that come in stressed out. We live in a very anxious world. Oftentimes our anxieties are built around the things that we can't change necessarily. There are things that we should come back and say, oh God, thou art my God, and put them back in his bucket. Pretty simple. I needed that this morning, just that reminder. I hope it blessed you. David said, my soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. Amen. Have you ever had a time when you just knew it was him holding you up through that time? But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Who are those that seek my soul to destroy it? I don't know. I suppose that's a personal thing. Each one of you know what is seeking your soul to destroy it this morning. Clearly, it's the adversary. For Israel, it was Amalek. Lust, envy, bitterness, complacency, all the things that are common to man, we can make that list this morning. But verse 10 says, they shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. What confidence that David has when he's running from his own son, when he's in the wilderness, when everything looks really, really bad, when it looks like it should be hopeless. But look at what David says in verse 11. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Notice what David does. He remembers who he is, doesn't he? He doesn't say, but this worthless man that used to be the king, who's running from his own son. David says, but the king shall rejoice in God. It reminds me of that scripture in John 13. Listen to this. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. What did the Lord do? He remembered who he was and where he was going. He remembered his identity. David did the same thing. But the king shall rejoice in God. The king was the anointed one. David remembered when Samuel anointed him. And he still claimed that promise that if I was anointed, that God will still do his work. Brothers, you are anointed as well. Will you also rejoice with David? Will you also this morning say, O God, thou art my God? We need to fill our cups up, brother, because we have a congregation counting on hearing about God. Our cups need to spill over into our saucers so that we can bless each other. Sunday morning, when people show up at our door and need to talk, they need to hear from God. They don't need me. I'm flesh. They need God. Father, thank you. Thank you this morning that we can join David and say, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Father, I thank you that David, a man who had many victories, but also a man who had many, many trials, was willing to sit down and take a pen and parchment or whatever he was writing with and just pin those lines, line after line after line, poem after poem after poem from you, Father God. Thank you for inspiring David. Thank you for inspiring us day after day as men who've been called to feed the flock, to feed your flock, Father God. We're just under shepherds. Jesus, you're the good shepherd. Help us to follow you. Strengthen us. Fill us up. Be our shepherd, Lord. where shall we go to find words of life but you? Father, I thank you for every brother in this room this morning. I thank you for their willingness to answer the call of your call, Father, in their life. Lord, I pray that you will be their God and that they will seek you early. Lord, I thank you for the times that my brothers in my life have reminded me to seek you early. We need you, Lord. And we just come to worship you one more time today. We come to fill up our cups again and to remember that our hope is in God and that we are blessed with a rich heritage, Lord, a rich heritage in you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for the light of another day. Thank you for rest. Thank you for your goodness. Father, help us to practice your presence again today. In Jesus' name, amen.